Proclamation Number 1529 of 19th July 1940. The activity of the beings of light requires the deepest knowledge. Everything that has its origin in God is destined for eternal life. For God is life, light and truth, so that which has come forth from him must likewise live if it stands in the light and in the truth. For to live means to be active, and only the knowing human being can be active in accordance with God's will. Activity in eternal life requires the deepest knowledge of everything that exists in God's work of creation. The being must have penetrated divine wisdom. It must master and recognize everything. It must have the same knowledge in order to be able to create the same. Lack of knowledge is an obstacle to the fulfillment of the task assigned to it as a being of light. Countless beings emerge from a power that strive towards God. All these beings have to be guided into the favorable form. They have to go countless ways in countless changes, always directed and guided by divine will, which is again carried out by beings of light serving God, and all these beings of light have to be in knowledge in order to be able to comply with divine will. The active will of the individual being only comes into its own in its embodiment as a human being. This will does not always strive towards that which earns it eternal life. Hence this will, too, has to be directed again by perfect beings who know about the course through all works of creation and can now influence the human being accordingly so that he uses his will in a way that guarantees eternal life. It is a battle for such beings standing in higher development, which however can only be waged successfully because the being of light is in knowledge and knows exactly the stages man as well as the preliminary stages and is now accordingly his influence on the will of man. Everything that lives on earth is subject to the constant care of these beings of light. Every work of creation is entrusted to the beings of light insofar as they constantly influence the spiritual in it by causing it to be active, to serve and thus constantly drive the being to develop higher. The will of the being of light is, since it is perfect after all, also the will of God, and therefore every work of creation is under the influence of divine will. Everything in creation has to carry out the activity that corresponds to God's will because the driving force is nothing other than divine will. Only in existence as man can his free will be directed against divine will and therefore also destroy a process of higher development lasting thousands of years when he abuses free will and now no longer serves the bonds to rule again in a sense will of opposite to God. Then the being does not prove itself to be able to enter the beyond as a likewise creating being, for it has not utilized the last stage to penetrate the knowledge of divine truths. Its state is lightest and can therefore never lead to an activity that requires light, i.e. knowledge to the highest degree. The being on earth did not strive for perfection and consequently cannot work in accordance with divine will. The being also remains without light in the beyond until it desires light itself and can now make up for what it missed on earth in the beyond, but for which it now requires utmost strength, which now has to be imparted to it by being standing in the light. This is likewise an activity of these beings of light which requires profound knowledge of divine wisdom, since the beings of light now appear as teachers and have to know everything in order to be able to proclaim everything. The tasks of the beings in the beyond are so varied and they are all based on profound knowledge of God and his reign and activity in supreme perfection. Only the knowledge of this enables a being to carry out what is its ultimate destiny. Amen.